The Word of God is the seed containing the very life of God. It is His agent of transformation. As you receive these words in your heart with faith, that life is released into your spirit, and your life receives a supernatural lifting. Join Apostle Joshua Selman as he brings you God's Word with simplicity and power.
Father, we honor you. It's a privilege to be here. We bless you, Jesus. 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 Can we lift our hands and honor him? Jesus is in this place. He's alive in this place. Let's bless his name. Let's bless his name. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. We worship you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's hold our hands together and pray in the spirit just for a few minutes to open up our spirit. Let's connect as a family of faith. All those following us online, just join us as we pray in the spirit. We have come before the God that can change men. We have come before the God that can turn lives around. Are you praying in the spirit, Koinonia? Shaga ba 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 ra da 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 ba ka sa da ba da ba da da ba da ba. Ra ka ba su ka pra shka da ba da ga da ba da ba. E shka ba ru sa ka ba ri da ba da da ba da da ba. Ni na mo su ma ra da ni shi na da da shi na da da. La pra shka ba ra da mo su ra mi ri da ba da da ba da da ba da da. Our hearts are open. Our spirits are determined. Kaban shapras kalabarato shoprotu sopare rabadaba. Hallelujah. Be lifted high. Be lifted high, oh Lord, be lifted high, for you are whole, righteous. One more time with revelation. Be lifted high.
Be lifted high. Be lifted high. Oh Lord. Be lifted high. Righteous.
bless you for your presence in this place. Lord, we thank you because we will never be the same. You have gathered us by your Spirit to change our lives, to change our lives, to change our destinies. Lord, we know and we trust you to do this and more tonight. To the glory of your name, we honor you. We believe in you. We believe in you. We believe in you. We believe in you. Hallelujah. One prayer point before you sit down. Lord, what you want me to see, I must see tonight. Go ahead and pray. There is something your eyes can see that will change your life forever. Open my eyes, oh God. Open my eyes, oh God. Open my eyes, oh God. Sapra kapo shada branda da barada barada. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please be seated as you greet your neighbor left and right. Hallelujah. Apologize for using this venue today again. Especially to those in the second overflow. Sorry for all the noise. The Lord will bless us for our sacrifice in the name of Jesus. We do these things because we love Jesus. And there are four dimensions to love that you must never forget. This for somebody may be the word for you. Whenever you say you love someone, whenever you talk about the expressions of love, when you break love, there are four components that make love. Number one is passion. There cannot be love, true love, when there is no passion. Passion. When you love someone, there must be passion. Extreme, unashamed passion. Number two, commitment. Even when your passion fails, commitment should not fail. Commitment. You have entered a covenant with yourself to remain faithful and to remain vulnerable regardless of your emotions. That's commitment. Commitment has nothing to do with desire. It has everything to do with a vow. A vow for continuity. You may not guarantee that you will be passionate at the same level at all times, but a covenant keeps you committed. Are we together? Number three, sacrifice. The third description of love is sacrifice. There cannot be love without sacrifice. Those in love know that one of the things love does to you is it makes you a fool. If you don't become a fool loving properly, then that sacrifice, it will sting your ego, it will sting your reputation. But that's the price you have to pay for genuine love. And the last key is pleasure. Love is not all about pain. If your love is all about pain, check it again. Love cannot be all about pain. So the Bible says, he daily loads us with benefits. I want you to check these four things against your Christian walk. If all you have received in your life is sacrifice and pain, you have a right to demand the other dimensions and say, Lord, I can't suffer forever. There's got to be a morning after seasons of night. So there are times when we enjoy his power. There are times when the joy of the Lord fills our heart. There are times when we will have to cry all on account of our love for him.
There are times when we will have to seek him regardless of our emotional feeling. Let me tell you something. When you pursue God emotionally, you will be in for a shock. Because there are times that life may not give you the best expression to love God emotionally. Are we together? So you've got to say, Lord, I am crying. In the midst of disappointment, in the midst of all of these things, I cannot say I'm passionate about you tonight, but I'm committed. Are we together? That's the heart and the spirit of a lover. I love you. I can never ever do without you. I love you, Lord. I can never ever do without you. I love you. I love you. I can never ever do without you. How I love to worship you. And how I love to stand for you. It's my song to him. And even though it hurts me for every step I take, and even though it pains me for every move I make, but I love you. I can never ever do without you. I love you. I can never ever do without you. Yes, I love you. I love you. And there are blessings that the Bible says are for lovers, not just prayer warriors. It says no eye has seen. Have you read that in your Bible? No ear has heard, neither has it come into the heart of any man what God has in store. Not for them that shout, I love you, I love you. Them who mean it, those who are serious addicts of God. May that happen to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Now, very quickly, before we hear what the Lord has for us tonight, I'm holding in my hand a catalog of all Koinonia messages right from 2011. And I just felt in my spirit to guide us for a minute or two on how to maximize the benefits of these teachings. Every single one of these teachings are powerful, revelatory, and will bless us, but only if we know how to take advantage of them. There are very few people here who can boast of having heard all of them and haven't listened to them again. Say amen. There's so many messages. In fact, while I was going through the list, I was in awe myself, because I can't begin to imagine that all these teachings touching different areas, from family life, spiritual growth, prayer, faith, our victory in Christ, passion for glory, the counsel of God, the kingdom, the Holy Spirit, you know, podcasts and so on and so forth, teaching on persecutions, the world system, prophecies, you know, the body of Christ, and so on and so forth, the Holy Spirit. Did you know that you can just pick these teachings literally? Even if you never had an encounter with a man of God, you can pick these teachings and stay with them, and you will encounter God in very solid ways. You heard the testimony of that gentleman, our brother, about to commit suicide, frustrated in his life, and just one message, walking in purpose. You see, the unique thing about these messages is, aside from the thoughts, the unique dimensions of the teachings, There is an anointing upon the messages that will achieve the same result regardless of what is being talked about. So you can be listening to a teaching on relationship. Are we together? And you find out that you are healed. The anointing doesn't care that it's relationship. The moment your faith is released and there is an infirmity in your body, the anointing was designed to reproduce the Garden of Eden in your life. So whilst your mind is receiving information as regards finances and whatever it is, the Holy Ghost will not see a sick body and pass. No. For as long as your faith is alive. Are we together now? That's the kind of miracle that happened to our brother. So I want to challenge you. You see, if you want to receive this teaching, you have to create, first and foremost, have a compendium of this. I believe that the media department can and should make this available. Please, media, make this available to as many people who want to have this copy. Number two is to, if you can, group them on your system or your phone or whatever it is. Create a way of grouping these teachings according to the central thoughts that they communicate. You can group them, maybe the economic system of the kingdom, financial dominion, and the wealthy place, you know, you can group them. So that when you are trusting God to rise in the area of finances, you will not be studying on intimacy with the Holy Spirit. As important as that is, it may not achieve that result. Are we together now? You will be blessed, but you have to break these messages in such a way that they serve their purpose as when needed. So that even when you are giving the messages to people, you are blessing people. If they want everything, you can give them. But there are times when, for instance, someone is telling you, I used to be a pastor, I used to be on fire for God, but right now I'm smoking, I'm drinking, I'm not serious with God. Now, giving that person a message on maybe a miracle service, it may help the person, but it may not really help the person so much. You will want to give that person a message like the principle of renewal. Are we together? Or why revivals die. Or gaining spiritual stature. That way you will minister more strategically to the person. So every one of us should have this. I'm sure that the media will have this. And you should have this so that you can go through the teachings. Don't just listen to what is available. There are so many teachings designed to guide us. I mean, I can begin to talk about, we have the eternal counsel of God, the multidimensional workings of the word, creative power of the spoken word, our victory in Christ, redeeming the time, be like him, kingdom advancement, kingdom economics 1-3, you know, several other teachings, the apostate church, fasting and prayer, the full gospel, evidence of genuine intimacy, prophetic insight to God's agenda, the price for an extraordinary anointing, the mystery of death and glory, reality of heaven and hell, the secret of sustained glory, envoys of his presence, and then the warfare series now, the weapons of our warfare, pulling down stronghold, you know, the success and breakthrough series, activating breakthrough, dominion through excellence, supernatural exploits, give me this mountain. There are so many. The protocol of an encounter, confronting the darkness, the error, the darkness of error and apostasy, spiritual timing, reigniting a passion for the Holy Spirit, koinonia, ancient secret to power and relevance, spiritual strategy for renewal, divine direction, the power of hope, the power of preparation, prophetic implication of associations. You will want to listen to that message. The reality of spiritual laws, the faith that works, awake thou that sleepest. I can go on and on and on again. All these teachings were designed to build you. They were designed to build you. Are we together now? And I'm saying it especially for those online. If we can have an updated version of the catalog online so that those who follow us online, there are thousands of people who follow us online, can have access to this and be blessed by them. Every one of these teachings are available and they are all free. It's a price we have made for the body of Christ as our contribution to seeing that the body grows. I want you to stretch your hands in 1 minute to this, and I'd like us to pray and say, Lord, a fresh anointing upon it. We thank you for what these teachings have been doing to the nations, but in the name of Jesus, a renewed fire. Can you stretch your hands? Lord, we send these teachings afresh to nations, to prisons, to hospitals. Mighty miracles in a fresh dimension. Some of them are old teachings, but we declare a new anointing upon them. In the name of Jesus, we send them to the nations across Asia, across Europe, across the Caribbeans, all across Africa. We send them as envoys, oh God, messengers of encounters, messengers of koinonia. Are you praying? We are praying from here, and Lord, we are speaking. All those who have these teachings on their phones, their laptops, the grace to begin to listen to them. Lord, we pray that there be miracles, multiplied miracles, multiplied miracles, multiplied miracles. We open up the gates of new territories. Heathenistic nations be open to these teachings. The Middle East, Iraq, Iran, Palestine. Let there be men and women, oh God, that will take these teachings. May they bless ministries. May they bless individuals. May they go where we cannot go. We send them as messengers of fire. May they go with the hand of the Lord, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. May kings and nobles listen to these teachings. Let it shape governments. Let it shape territories. In the name of Jesus Christ, we release angels, new angels, assigned to take these teachings. New passion, new zeal, prophetic evangelists all across this nation taking these teachings to unreached places. Hallelujah. Lord, we anoint this. I lay my hands upon it on behalf of your people. And Lord, we declare a fresh anointing upon these teachings. In the name of Jesus, a fresh dimension of the workings of the Holy Ghost upon these teachings. Let them go far farther than we can imagine and produce great wonders in the lives of people. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'd like you to shout a big amen. Shout it again, a big amen. Amen. All right, pick up your writing materials. Let's get to the business of the night. Amen and amen and amen. It is God's desire that among the many things that happen to us, that we move from one dimension of grace to another. There are seven blessings that Jesus received in redemption and gave them to the church. It says, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, honor, and it lists all of them. A complete and a balanced Christian life. Please pay attention. It's a Christian life that has, through the grace of God, accessed all these dimensions. Are we together now? And in the last, maybe the last few months, I've been like, I would call it a spiritual archaeologist. There has been such a renewed passion in my heart to study the church, the ecclesia, to study the body of Christ afresh. This strange entity called the body of Christ. I've had a renewed passion to study the body of Christ and to study the untapped riches. Please pay attention. That are locked in this mysterious entity called the body of Christ. One of the things that I've been sharing with us, and we had a revision on that last week, is the power of the body, the ability to discern the body, The Bible tells us in a very uncomfortable way how that the reason why there is a lot of weakness in the body, the reason why there is a lot of limitation, please listen, in the body, the reason why we are unable to not represent the full dimension of the glory and the power of God is because we have not been trained largely to discern the body and what it represents. 1 Corinthians 11. Let's just look at that scripture. 1 Corinthians 11. Don't look at the projector screen. Open your Bible. 1 Corinthians 11. If you don't have a Bible, buy one. It's a gold watch setting. Cancel the money for your hair and buy a Bible. Jordan is in front here. It's available. The shop can be opened after Koinonia. We buy nonsense. We buy things that don't contribute overall to our spiritual growth. And we ignore the things that have life. The Bible, listen, Jesus himself giving a parable. He says the kingdom is like a treasure. Listen, someone had a farm and there was a treasure in that farm, but he did not know what treasure he had. Are we together? And he said one found that treasure. And when he found that this land had treasure, he went and sold what? Every other thing to raise the money to buy that land. So it's worth it to make whatever sacrifice that will give you access. You see, in the spirit, I'm digressing for a reason. Don't major on the minors and then minor on the majors. There are some things when you hold them, other things must follow. Are you getting the point now? So don't chase foolish and mundane carnal things. This one thing, when you get it, other things must follow. For instance, the Bible says, get wisdom. Get wisdom. When you get wisdom, with wisdom comes wealth. With wisdom comes security. With wisdom comes divine direction. So instead of praying for wealth, praying for divine direction, you cry for wisdom. Are we together now? You have to learn that certain things in the kingdom are contained in others. By getting certain major things, you get others too. I'll give you an instance. If the governor of Kaduna State is to come to Zaria, for instance, trying to bring the governor, the commissioner, the emir is a very foolish thing. Just try to bring the president. Are we together? In bringing the president, every other person down that cadre must come. Are we together? So when you seek the presence of God, other things follow. When you seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, if you are truly doing that, other things follow. So what you are receiving in Koinonia, listen, I'm saying this because there are people who think we are neglecting certain levels of spiritual growth. You may say, but Apostle, why are we not teaching on this dimension and this dimension? What I'm teaching you is a superior dimension. It's a master key. I guarantee you, when you hold it, you will not need to look for other things because they will come. Are we together now? It's very important. Oh God, give me tea, give me bread. That's the key to frustration. There are certain things when you have, that's the end of it. May you have it in Jesus' name. May God open your eyes to have it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So let's look at 1 Corinthians. I was saying something about the body of Christ. Verses 29 and 30. Thank you. It says, for he that eateth, now he was talking of communion, right? The Holy Communion. Paul was helping them because theologically speaking, many of them, you know, the wines those days did not have a system of preserving it like we do now. So after a while, the wine will become alcoholic. And certain people started helping themselves with that alcoholic wine. So communion, that should just be just a shot of it, enough to help you. Certain people in the body of Christ who were custodians, maybe in the welfare department, started going out of the normal context of communion and they were drinking in the house of the Lord. Are we together? So those who think God did not talk about drinking, here it is. He says, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, unworthily without respect, foolishly without revelation of what it means. He says, drinketh unto what? Eateth and drinketh damnation unto himself. But then broadly speaking, he says, not discerning the Lord's body. So the extended understanding of this is not just the bread and the cup, but that if you do not discern the Lord's body, there is a danger. For this cause, not for many causes, for this singular reason, that God has a body that needs to be discerned for a man to succeed. And the inability to discern that body has produced this. For this cause, how many? How many? It didn't say few. For this cause, the inability to understand this mystery entity called the body of Christ. It says many are weak. The word weak there does not just mean weak like you don't have energy. Trust me, it means weakness in every fashion. It says for this cause many are what? Sick among you, and many sleep. The word sleep there is the word die. Is God speaking to us? That means somewhere in the body of Christ is a key that corrects weakness. Somewhere in the body of Christ is a key that can turn sick people to become healthy. Somewhere in the body of Christ is a mystery that can keep men long. Listen, please. There are certain dimensions of spiritual reality that your personal walk with God cannot deliver unto you. You have to learn this. Everything is not delivered to you on the platform of your personal altar and walk with God. There are certain dimensions of God that only come on account of the corporate release. The treasures that come, they are not given to a person. They are only given through a person, but they are for the body. There are certain dimensions of God that will never show up when you are alone. That dimension only comes when believers are gathered together. If believers are not gathered together, that dimension of spiritual activity cannot happen. For instance, no one man could bring the Holy Spirit to the earth. Are we together? 120 people had to be gathered together. That spiritual formation created the room for the Holy Ghost to come. Are we together now? When the church was being threatened, right? The church was being threatened. The Bible says that they prayed, but they came together. So there are certain levels of persecution that comes upon the church. The prayer of one man cannot stop it. It takes the prayer of a body. And in God's economy, two or more people form the body. One man, there are certain possibilities. He says, where two or three are gathered in my name. Is God helping us, please? One of the things that I really want us to have is spiritual intelligence. Say spiritual intelligence. It is the secret that helps men to do business in God's economy. You have to understand how God's system operates. So there are treasures locked up in the body. You know, while I was preparing to come, the Holy Ghost gave me a revelation that touched my heart. And this is what he said. The Bible tells us that when Jesus was born, listen, there was a star. Is that true? A star that was shining so bright at the east, and the Magi, those we call the wise men, they saw that star and they followed that star and came where Jesus was. Is that true? And then they bowed down and they worshipped him. Now listen, a savior was born on earth. Listen, who could do a lot of things, but there were people who did not know. So on that earth, there was someone who was born, but they could not know. However, certain people decided to pursue and say, let's find out. And they found out that savior, and it blessed them. Do you know that when Jesus walked upon the earth, there were people who were never healed? I believe they were not interested in healing, because in that dispensation, there was a man who had the ability to solve their problem. Jesus did not heal every sick person. He healed those who came to him. He healed those who pursued him and sought after him. He didn't just come and volunteer and say, Kai, I'm concerned about this, your situation. No. When people were hungry, Jesus said, feed them. And the production of the miracle, Andrew had to come with 5 loaves and 2 fish. And Jesus said, okay, you have come to me. He always responded to people's hunger and passion. Let me tell you something. God is not a welfare officer. He responds to faith and a heart that believes. Your coming to God is proof that you know he is. He exists. And then that is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Say amen. Are we together now? Let me have, come. I need the guys. 4 or 5 gentlemen. Please come. Just stand here. Watch this. I want to teach you something very powerful. Stand. Everybody open your eyes, your ears, your spirit. 2 more people, please. This is the body of Christ. Listen. This is the body of Christ. Hold this, Patrick. Hold this.
You are here, touching every life. I worship you.
Let me have this.
I worship you. You are here. Many broken hearts. I worship you.
Any other thing? Not handkerchief.
I worship you.
Thank you, sir. Everybody lift, project out what I've given you. Watch this. This is the body of Christ. Are we together? In the body of Christ, there is a phone, true or false? In the body of Christ, there is a Bible, true or false? In the body of Christ, there is a handkerchief, true or false? So when God speaks, he speaks based on the provision that is in the body. So God says, anyone who wants to make a call, make a call. And now this guy wonders, is there ever a phone in the body of Christ? Somewhere in the body is somebody who represents a dimension of God that can help men make calls. Follow me. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? When God looks, he does not see, what's your name? He does not see Brother Kingsley. He sees his body representing all the possibilities in him. So God tells you, where is the piece of paper that contains the blessings on your life? And you say, oh God, all I have known in my life is that the body of Christ has pure water. And God says, no way. Check. There is a paper. There is a dimension that holds this possibility. But that it has not happened in your life does not mean it's not there. Hear what I'm saying. Are we together? This is the power that is vested upon the body. The body is part of Christ. So this is a modem. A modem helps you to access the internet. And God says there is a possibility in me for that dimension. But because you do not know the spiritual system that can help you access this, are we together now? You may be suffering for this cause, for not discerning what this mystery entity called the body is. Some people will remain jobless forever. Listen, please. Some people will remain sick forever. Hear what I'm teaching you. Hear what I'm teaching you. I spoke, was it last week or 2 weeks ago, about spiritual tribes? The system of God that represents his possibilities. I told you that our personal spiritual growth is based on relationship, but kingdom advancement is based on covenant. You must understand this. So every time God wants to reveal his dimension to a dispensation, there is a mantle backed up by a throne in heaven that is responsible for that operation. It is those mantles that are represented as lampstands. Are you following me now? They are dimensions of the operation of the Spirit. So what happens is, God finds one man.
enters a covenant with that man, and the covenant is such that it can authorize the spirit to communicate certain dimensions of spiritual reality through that man to that dispensation, and every other person who must walk in this dimension cannot ignore both the person and the office of this man. Are we together? So, I am God. Watch this. You are thirsty and you are saying, oh God, quench my thirst. And God says, I refer you to my body. It's no longer a prayer point. Somewhere in my body, there is a system that was designed to quench your thirst. But through ignorance, arrogance, the lies that we pastors teach people, are we together? We pastors come and because of our ego, we teach people that single-handedly encountering us is encountering the body. So they camp around the dimension of what we have and do not open up themselves to the multifaceted dimensions. Let me tell you something. Every custodian of this dimension is imperfect to a fault. Now, this is usually where we are cheated, because we are sensing that the vessels that hold this perfect gift must be perfect themselves. So we are looking for patterns that look like what we can appreciate before we open up our hearts. Are we together? So you get to a church and they may have all kinds of imbalances. Maybe criticizing a Pentecostal church or whatever it is. And they may not allow praying in tongues publicly. And when you see that pattern, it's not what you are used to. You were not trained that way. You were trained to pray and blast and roll on the floor. But the man of God has that limitation. However, in spite of that limitation, there is a spiritual possibility committed to him that if you approach that meeting with an open heart, you will still live with that grace. Are we together? Now, watch this. There are people who have opened up themselves to certain men of God, certain meetings, certain encounters. You can come to a church like this and a meeting like this and even be angry. Why are they playing instruments like this? And just because you identified with that system, certain possibilities come upon you. You were not opening your heart to believe, oh, just because you found yourself in that environment. Hear me. Your life becomes accelerated when you understand the law that governs reception from the body. You may not have the physical privilege to meet all these tribes one-on-one, but there is a system provided for in Christ that will help you to contact all the possibilities that they have. Please hear what I'm teaching you and you will rise like an edifice. So, call this the prophetic. Call this the healing ministry. Sorry guys, just bring your hands down so you can rest. Can imagine what you're going through. Call this the teaching ministry. Call this the prayer ministry. Call this the prosperity ministry. Call this wisdom and excellence. Call this leadership. It's called the body of what? To teach that this should not be in the body of Christ is apostasy. That it was not committed to you does not mean it was not given to the body. Now, let me tell you where we preachers destroy the body of Christ. Because of our ego, and I understand, it's not easy for we men of God. So be careful. While you are criticizing us, understand that we are humans too. But then, a true servant of God must be able to have the unashamedness to hide your individualism and say, look, this is the beacon of light. This is the lampstand that I present to a generation. However, God's desire is that we open up our spirits to the multifaceted possibilities that exist in his body, not a ministry. By the time I, as a man of God who represents leadership and excellence, tries to give the body a picture that the prophetic is not useful. Are we together now? So you hear me say anybody that prophesies is nonsense.
All these commercial prophets, they are just nonsense and stupid. Now watch this. When the time comes in my life to need this grace, my hardness will stop the Holy Spirit from flowing in that dimension, because I have refused to admit that it is a possibility that should be received. So my life is limited. For this cause, many are weak. Are we together? And so this guy has been given the grace for wealth and prosperity, but now this prophet or apostle knows how to speak, and then God opens doors of wealth. So he will look at this guy and say, all these business guys, they are nonsense. Come to me, sow a seed, I lay hands on you, your door will open. He's also in apostasy and error. Any move you make that distorts the full representation of the body is apostasy, a deviation from the truth. Are we together? So I need the prophetic, I need the word ministry for a great meeting, but I need this ministry to run generator and run and marry. And are we together? So ministry is going well, and now you are ready for introduction. Is 400,000, your eyes are clearing. You are trying to use this ministry to get this result, and God says, not so. You must find where in the body is already a provision. It will require humility. But because you have made too much mouth that you don't need this ministry, now the ego to now humble yourself and say, how do I now read this business book when I've told everybody that all there is to breakthrough is prophecy? If you are getting blessed, say amen.
Amen.
There are many people's confusion that can end. Look, for instance, there may be someone sitting here now who is praying and say, oh God, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Something as cheap as the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you, the day of your breakthrough is the day you choose to believe the body. It's not just the day God wants. The Bible says, today if you hear his voice, that today is the day you read that scripture and believe. There are people who, you know, when people call me and say, man of God, I cannot imagine, I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I say something as basic as that, in the realm of the spirit, that's kindergarten. But because you have ignored that the body of Christ can bring these possibilities, all you need to do is to know that a house like Koinonia has been committed these dimensions of the Holy Spirit. You don't even have to see me. You don't even have to ask the prayer leaders to pray for you. Just find your way on Tuesday. Stay in that atmosphere and let that possibility. You may just go and, before the prayer starts, you've received your own. When the donkey of Kish was missing, they said, let's try to look for that donkey. And when they tried and it looked like nothing would happen, I hope you know, they would have said, Kai, there is no hope of it being found. Let's go back. Just the same way you said, Kai, I failed too much, I can't rise. No, you do not know what provision in the body was assigned for the rising of people. So because you do not know, your ministry will remain grounded forever. Whereas you are hearing testimonies every day that there were people worse than you who encountered these graces and rose. As I look at preachers, as I look at churches, the privilege of the apostolic office is such that you have the opportunity to bring governmental order to a system and a territory. I can step into a meeting or travel to a territory for a conference and look at the pastors, and at once I can know the spiritual dimension missing in that territory, which is a reflection of how they have closed their heart to certain possibilities in the spirit. So I can step into a meeting and see excellence, but men do not pray. 5 minutes prayer, you just see them pray and they are sipping tea, taking this. I know that they have ignored this dimension out of the body. Through their preaching, through their saying, prayer is not everything. Get knowledge. And because the man of God does not pray, he has created a theological explanation to justify his not praying. And the members have followed suit. So I look at them, lean and hungry. I know they are weak.
when they talk, you don't hear that echo that comes from the prayer life. There is an unction that only prayer can deliver. Bible study will not bring it. When you hear a man speak, his altar resonates through his voice. I'm not talking of a husky voice. I'm speaking spiritual languages. Only men of prayer understand what I'm saying. So they come up and say, it doesn't matter. Is there excellence? Yes. Are there balloons? Absolutely. Is there a nice projector? Yes. But are there healings? No. Is there transformation? No. People come with their burdens and go back. And I look at that body. And part of the apostolic ministry, please hear me. That's why, let me tell you something. The apostolic office is not name. The apostolic ministry, you know how anamoeba is. Biology. Basic biology. The apostolic ministry is designed such that when you enter a territory, you can assume any shape by God to let him introduce what is missing in that territory. You have to believe. That's why the true dealing of an apostle is stringent and is almost unbearable, because your job is to supply the dimension of the spirit that is missing, that sometimes you yourself are not called into that dimension, but because you occupy the office of an apostle, God will tilt you for that meeting to force you to introduce that dimension. It's God speaking to us. Learn this and you will rise as if the devil does not exist. The body is still rich. The healing anointing is still in the body. It just left your church because your pastor is not willing to accept that he needs impartation of the healing anointing. Are we together? Your pastor has been lying that he's having a heavy healing anointing and is not telling in the stories. And we men of God hate submission. We hate the fact that we can say, I was ministered to, and this ministration opened me to this new possibility. We would rather say, I labored in the secret place and God gave it to me, meaning I am the custodian of it. Is a lie. When Jesus appeared to Paul, he told Paul, I recommend you to somebody in the body of Christ. Go and wait there 3 days. You would think that Jesus's appearing will mean Paul did not need any man again, but God still drove him. So there are people who have gotten the dimension of the Holy Spirit, but they have ignored Papa Kumuyi simply because they do not like him, and the lapse of what he represents to the body is killing them. There is a lot of carnality and unseriousness because they have refused to know that there is such a provision in the body. There are men who have insulted Bishop Oyedepo and do not know, ah, God said my people be rich. No, we are going to heaven. They are poor, they are broke, the ministry can't increase. They have finished all their prayer. All that is needed for the ministry to thrive is finances. But they have ignored this provision in the body. Who is God speaking to tonight? See, let me tell you. Why suffer forever when the remedy has been paid for? Why not open your eyes and humble yourself and allow the Spirit of God to show you the system he has built to tapping in the multifaceted possibilities? Look at me. I say this with all humility. There are impotent men and barren women who would die impotent and die barren forever. I say it with every sense of apology, and I say it with every sense of honor. The humility to tap the provision that is in the body of Christ. I once met a woman years ago. I think it was in a meeting, quite a long time. Let me tell you, I don't know what kind of grace was on this mama, but if she prays for you for pregnancy, just go and start buying baby clothes, because you must give birth. Is the question now is whether it's twins or triplets, not that you'll be pregnant. There is a provision like that in the body. Is God speaking to us? Have you heard people here? Look at that lady saying she made her papers. She knew what she wrote. Sometimes it's not your effort. Sometimes it's the cloud that provides certain possibilities. See that? Those who know this never get arrogant. You know. Let me tell you something. I have seen. There's one man of God. outside of this country, he's Benny Hinn's son, true son, not just fake stories, true son. That guy is not educated. That guy, you will know that this guy does not understand the system of church growth. But because he has been able to identify with what Benny Hinn represents to the body, that guy carries a tangible healing anointing. You see the testimonies in his church, you would think he's a charm, because he has identified that grace and that office. So let me tell you how Satan destroys us. The devil creates a system that covers away these possibilities. Are we together? Through pride, hatred for the body, resentment, and through pastors. We may be well-meaning and sincere, but he covers us. So as far as your spiritual growth is concerned, and the path of spiritual progress that a pastor has earmarked for you, this is all he has shown you to be the possibilities in Christ. So you have to respect what you have been given, but you know you are dying of thirst. You know you are not communicating. There is no revelation in your life. There is no prayer. There is no access to the prophetic. Now, you can stand there. Your progress is based on how much of the body of Christ you have been open to. You will see somebody will come overnight who does not even have, he has not paid half the price you have paid, but he's foolish enough to contact this guy. He will carry a grace and jump and move, and you say, no way, how can a young man be a millionaire in 4 months? I don't believe this. These guys are 419. Don't say they are 419ers. You have not tapped into the provision in the body of Christ. Is it not a prophet that said by this time tomorrow? Have you not read it in your Bible? Not to a person, to a nation. Israel, a nation that is a desert land till today, is still exporting food. And Nigeria, 80% of the food we eat is exported. Israel is in a desert land because there is something upon Abraham that landed upon them. Do they believe in God? No. You will imagine. Let me tell you, those who have gone to Israel, you know, those who are helping you in the facilitation, they are not born again. When they watch Africans come and cry on the wailing wall, they wonder, oh Jesus, my Savior. They are just waiting for you to give them their money. They don't believe in God, but they are part of a tribe that God has covenanted with himself that they will keep seeing certain possibilities. Koinonia, are you hearing what I'm saying? I give you a guarantee. If you pay attention to what I'm saying, your life will rise like day and night. My only prayer is that you will not suspect yourself when you are rising. There is a way you rise too fast that you turn and say, ah, I hope I didn't put my hand in anything that is ungodly. I can't understand why my life is rising like this. Listen, whatever you see happening in the life of one man in Christ came from the body, is reproducible. It has the ability to be transferred, and it has the ability to be recreated if you understand the laws that govern it. People kept criticizing William Branham. I didn't used to work so much in the prophetic. Here and there, one word of knowledge. Everybody teaches on William Branham, and they made it look as if the guy backslided, went to hell. I've read William Branham's books. I've explored his materials left, right, and center, including those where there were a lot of erroneous propositions. But let me tell you something. The earth will hardly find a meek man like William Branham. Very few prophets on earth today have come near the shoes of William Branham. It's just that there was no mechanism of preserving their audios and their videos like we do now. So you may just watch one or two videos where you don't see anything. Those men live like gods upon the earth. They are the ones the Bible says the earth is not worthy of. Are we together? William Branham. Every time people criticize him, he brought error to the body. Yes, there were imbalances, but he's a man. One day I was watching his video. I think it was a retreat, heavily under the anointing. I was watching his video and something happened. As I was looking at him, I said, oh God, but we have insulted the anointing out of this man. There are possibilities that are supposed to come to the body that we ignored because of our attitude of that judgmental, cynical attitude we inherited from our parents that is still destroying people and churches today. While I was watching, something happened. Now, I have a lot of encounters. I live in this realm. But then, it was like, you know how you pour oil on someone, but it was such a cold sensation. Not just the sensation you have. I knew something was happening. I was looking at this man. My eyes were heavy with tears. And it's as if it's a machine going down your body. Slowly. It took maybe about 30 minutes to go down and reach my feet. I didn't know what had happened. And every time, let me teach you a secret. Whenever you have an encounter you don't understand, pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Praying in tongues will begin to give meaning to it. Not pray for 5 minutes and sleep. I mean, stand up and pray. It's like a shell. You are opening it up spiritually. And your mind will begin to receive the impulses that have been communicated to your spirit. I began to pray. And the next meeting I would go for, it was like somebody just washed my eyes with water. And all of a sudden, I saw that there was a heightened prophetic dimension, a heightened ability, and I said, wow, something happened. I believe I've not even started tapping into 100th of that impartation that I got. So I'm still aligning more. By the time I align fully, my life will release the full potential of what had come. Because let me tell you, mantles depend on certain atmosphere to work. I can receive a mantle, listen. I can receive a mantle, but if my mind is not developed, I will limit the access to that mantle finding expression. Are we together? So I can function and you may see me. You can carry the anointing upon my life and produce more results because the anointing is coming on a body that has been better prepared. Moses was a stammerer, so he could not manifest the prophetic anointing on him so much. But when that anointing now came on 70 people, they could not stand. That's what one man was carrying, yet he didn't prophesy. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Say after me, the body of Christ has been vested with every dimension required to represent God. Say it again, the body of Christ has been vested with every dimension required to represent Christ. Are we together? Now, it's up to you to choose what dimension you desire to see in your life. Ebere shared a testimony, her family, who at this time of Nigeria's economy will call you to send money free. That is not happening in your life does not mean it's not happening. Let me tell you, there are people, this is the happiest year of their life. I can tell you that. Now, it's always insulting when results are not happening in your life and are happening close to you. So you react to it with criticism, you react to it with resentment, but the key is to find out, what are you doing? Someone sent me a text and said, Apostle, I want you to confirm this. It's like the love of men is waxing cold in the body of Christ. I said, that's an error. Go and think again. The church is rising powerfully. You are the only one going down. Find out what you are not doing. People are praying more than ever before. Oh, come on. Revelation is coming upon the body more than before. Don't come up with your misguided that the church is going down. Who is the church? Don't say the church. Say I, as a member of the church, is hot. Like you can say, I have headache. And then the body can come together and help you. And say, it is true, you have headache. Let's bring you out. Don't use your headache to say the body is sick. Because let me tell you, the church is rising. What I'm teaching you will change your life. Look at our brother, this gentleman. Come, sir. You're the person who gave that testimony? Come. This guy came from Benue State. All the way about to destroy. Come, my friend. How are you? This guy about to destroy himself to commit suicide. Are you seeing that now? If this guy committed suicide and died, what do you think will happen? We are going to sing. Pass, will we pass from the earth and its toily? That's, we are carrying his grave now. Remember by what dies.
What's your name?
Our brother James. He died. It's a warning to all of us. No, I'm not mocking. Pay attention to what I'm saying. This guy, whereas one message held the possibility of reviving his life. Please listen, I'm saying this with every sense of passion, because we still need to press. We have stopped them. There are some of us who carry these mantles, but they are not developed enough to start serving the body. So your lack of prayer is making the body die in a certain way. This message is a call to rise and develop your contribution to making the body rise. Imagine if I was a drunkard, or imagine that I started drinking January 1st because I'm weary. The message that would need to help this guy, do you know, standing here may be a pastor or a prophet to nations. So as I refuse to manifest and he dies, the nation tied to him dies, the purposes of God for that nation dies. Look at the ripple effect. Are we together? He has come now, and you can see that this guy is going to catch fire tonight. No, he will. It's not we have it. This is what I'm saying. You must know what you have as given by God. It's not for pride, it's to distribute to the body. He says, such as I have. This is, you can pray for it somewhere else because it's not part of the spiritual composition of that ministry. But here we have it. It was given. It's an office. The same way there are some things that are not in koinonia. If we need it here, we must open our hearts to other members of the body with all humility. There are some things that don't happen as a gift here in koinonia. They happen through prayer. We pray and tap. But there are ministries, it happens like breathing. Some of you receive a lot of testimonies. If you see someone rolling under the anointing in koinonia, you will not be surprised, because it's an office. There are churches, if one person is rolling, the pastor says, I've been telling you that God has increased me. I've been saying this thing. Now, it's not to mock. It's not mockery. I'm saying there are spiritual possibilities. How you know what is available in a ministry is what the people in that ministry trivialize, because they've seen it so much. It's in abundance. You don't pray for it. You don't fast for it. You enter this place and you are shaking like a leaf, because there is a covenant that makes this possible. This is a gentleman. Now, if I'm a stupid man of God, I'm going to do two things. And this is a warning to many pastors. When this guy comes now, because he has come to koinonia, let me tell you what most foolish men of God do. They try to say, you have gone to every other pastor. Are you seeing where we destroy the body now? You have gone to every other man, but when you came to koinonia, everybody rises. And me, who is the champion you are talking about, I now rise. Those who do that, God is soon coming for them, because that attitude is part of why the body does not grow. So when this brother comes now, I do not isolate my impact to his life as though I'm different from the body. I just tell him, no, whatever you receive here, I hide my individualism so that the body of Christ will be glorified. It does not matter that it is Joshua Selman. The most important thing is I have represented Christ properly. Your kingdom reigns. Yes, he reigns through this place. Above all, let the kingdom rise. That is his best impression. Yes, sir. Above all, the kingdom rise. So this brother right now, we're all looking at him. What a foolish man of God would do is to make him hate every other man of God who has talked to him. Are you seeing now? I can make this guy hate every other man of God in Benue State or whoever. So the next time he's watching TV and he sees maybe a Living Faith or any ministry there, what he's going to say is, all of you are rubbish, you are wasting our time. Only Koinonia. Now, it looks like it's glorifying me, but it's destroying the image of Christ. I must leave this guy with an impression that makes him love the body of Christ. Because although he found an anointed man, although he found an anointed ministry, we hide our individualism that Christ be lifted. So as he's going to Benue, I will tell him, okay, take messages, but open your heart. God is doing great things in Benue. He's doing great things in Lagos. Don't even in a city where you think there are no people. I've gone to cities where you think God is not doing anything, but there are dangerous people in that city that God is lifting. So he comes here tonight and leaves loving the body. He comes here tonight, he receives the graces and the mantles that have been committed to this ministry, but he goes back loving the body. The next time he enters a church where the man of God is preaching, and honestly, what the man of God is saying is nothing to write home about, he will understand the limitation of that man, but not hate the man. So the body has risen because a man of God with spiritual intelligence has been able to minister to this. Listen, the ministry of the Spirit is very important. That's why you must be thoroughly worked upon by the Spirit. I can be anointed, but I will still destroy him. Are we together? How many of us have been destroying the body of Christ with our misguided understanding? And there are many more who want to rise. And so God says, calm down. Before you rise, let me walk on you. And say, God, I laid hands on somebody that day and the person fell down. I'm ready to go. And then God says, tarry ye. I'm still walking on you. The body of Christ. Every one of them holding possibilities. Like you have a doctor. Doctors write certain things and recommend other people to a hospital in India. They say there is the world-renowned eye surgeon is in India. Although I'm a consultant, I refer you to that guy because this situation, I want you to go and whatever he tells you to do, we can execute it here. That's the medical field. That's why they are helping people. But in the church, I can claim I'm an anointed man now. And then I look at this guy and I say, in the name of Jesus, I cast out that spirit. And then I say, it's done. You too, you know, nothing happened here. Are we together? The man said, if I be a man of God, go and launch into new dimensions. This guy goes back and starts smoking as soon as he gets to Benue because the spirit was there, unmoved by the arrogance of the man of God. That's how we destroy many people. Someone comes and tells you, I am SS, and you say, in the name of Jesus, it is done. Go. The person comes back and says, nothing happened. And you say, well, you see, faithless people like you, I don't know why, there are too many testimonies in my life. No, that's a foolish man of God. A man of God who really loves God will say, look, I will keep praying for you, but I want your heart to be open. There are still possibilities in the body. So when God says all things are possible, they are not possible just because you are a Christian. They are possible because he has distributed these dimensions to the body. Is God speaking to you? Please hear me, brothers and sisters. You may be born again and still die in poverty if you ignore what God represents, the systems he has built. You are not going to create. Look, this guy will not pray himself into becoming excellent. No, his prayer life will not suddenly manufacture into this. His prayer life will give him the revelation that will make him come and meet this person. Are we together? This guy is excellent, but he's not going to heal the sick with balloons and stickers. He's going to heal the sick when his spirit is alive and strong. And that will happen when he acknowledges the ministry of this. Listen, meeting the people is not necessarily how to receive. Just being open to the body alone. Let me tell you something. There are ministries that I have received from, even more than the members of that ministry. I have never seen their pastors. I have never gone to those ministries, but just because my heart is open. I have received wisdom from people like Dr. Mike Murdoch. I've never been to the Wisdom Center. I've never sat down one-on-one under his ministration, but my heart has been open to what he represents to the ministry. He's an apostle of wisdom. Whether you say seed is collecting money, I take what I believe is consumable for me, and whatever part I think is an excess, I lovingly just drive it, but I don't throw the baby and the bad water. I know how to receive from ministries, I tell you. This is a message for us, and God is helping us. We are going to really pray tonight. Discerning the body. Give us that scripture again. For this cause, not for these causes, for this cause. You have written jam 10 times. Who told you there is no way out? But sir, I always read. That's what you think is responsible for success alone. But there is a provision in the body. Do you believe this? I remember the doctor when he was giving his testimony. When he came and met me, he said he's going to go and write exams. I said, go and be a doctor. Listen, Korede Komaya, many of you may know him. He pastors a church in Warri. The wife of Bishop, what's his name? In Living Faith. Not Abioye. Bishop Aremu. They have twins, and so he came to greet the woman, and Bishop Aremu's wife looked at Korede Komaya's wife, and he looked at her and took what the veil she was putting, threw it on her and said, what are you doing? Go and get twins, Joe. Immediately she was pregnant with twins. She's giving birth to twins now. Now you have been crying for twins, but there is a woman with the mantle, she's even playing with it. Go and get twins, Joe, in the body. But there are some people saying, Lord, one child, whether the child is well or not, just give me something that comes out of me. Whereas the body, please, I want you to take what I'm saying very seriously. I am a product of many anointings. I keep rising because I love the body, not just because I'm anointed. I was not born with every possibility in my life. I honored my way through them. And the key is to love the body. The body may be imperfect. I know there are false prophets, but the prophetic mantle is still in Nigeria. I know there are false apostles, but the prophetic mantle is still. I know there are money mongers, but there are still people with the prosperity mantle. Don't just because you have one or two case studies, throw everything in the body of Christ and you destroy yourself. Is God speaking to us? You have to change your perception.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise, light in the darkness. That is who you are.
Sing it to him.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness.
Gentlemen, look at me. Let me speak to you. You can choose the way people are trying to be established and be established at 45 and build your first house at 55 and die at 60 of high blood pressure, or you can find out, Lord, is there a system you have created that can help men run? Elijah told Ahab, saddle your ass. Always knew that if you must run, you run on donkeys. So he had the best donkey, but there was another system foreign to Ahab, but the prophet knew it. The Bible says the hand of God came upon him. Let me tell you something, all the methods you know is not all there is. There are faster and more effective routes to anything. I have seen men, brothers and sisters, within 2 years of their walk with God, they have carried graces and unctions that will make other people angry and say, I sought God for 10 years before the healing anointing came. I don't know how you sought him, but this brother sought him in a system that made 2 years become like 20 years. This is the key to advancement. If God says this is our year of multiplied grace, then there is a technology he wants to give you to run. Let me tell you, we have been walking, but it's time to run. It's time to run. The key is discerning the body. The key is discerning the body. The Lord instructed me to empty my account and sow it into a particular ministry. When I did that, I was shocked. It was like charm. 1 month of non-stop favor. Permit me to use the word wicked favor. I've seen favor in my life. The same way I have seen pastors who just came and sat down. Some of you are like that. They came from other ministries. They never got to see me, but they went back, and all of a sudden, their next meeting, things just changed. One man of God went to, I think it was Bishop Oyedepo or so, and sowed a seed. I shared with you the story. Oyedepo said, now that you have come, it's recognized that you have a church in your area. You know, that looks arrogant, isn't it? But the man knows what he's saying. The man went back, and in one service, they had 500 newcomers. 500. 500. Listen, the men of God and the spiritual structures that carry these systems may have their arrogance, they may have their imperfections, but create a system to look beyond it. You know what you are finding. If you find God, you will find him. If you are finding a loud, you will find him. But for you to think all you have seen is all there is in God, you are joking. Please hear me. This thing called favor does not just fall on people because you read it in scripture. There are men carrying this thing bodily. It's like a mantle on their head. Anywhere they go, anywhere they go. We were at the airport. I was just sitting down. We're waiting for a boarding call. And while we're sitting, a gentleman just came, a man of God. He said, sorry, are you Apostle Joshua Selman? I said, ah, somebody has come to embarrass me again. And then the person, you know, we just spoke, and he just said, excuse me. He just went and put money in an envelope and brought it and dropped it. Just like that. Is he working in your life? Some of you know. Why? Because you think it must come through your personal secret place. Look, God has created. Do you know the spiritual discipline it takes for a man to carry some of these things? People have labored for you, so that by the grace of God and through the power of a corporate life, you can enter into certain possibilities. Trying to dig the well afresh, your lifetime is not enough to enter every dimension by yourself. If it takes 10 years to catch a particular spiritual possibility, how long do you have to live to get all of them? So God has created men. Your honor and your love for the body opens you up automatically to that dimension. Those of us who have the art of criticizing the body, you on your television and everybody, you keep scrolling channel after channel, insulting everybody. You go to church and your pastor, you look at him saying, all these Anglican people serve, they're about to just keep quiet. Look for Christ and you will find him. Look for excellence, you will find it. Look for anointing, look for prayer, look for these graces and you will find them. That's what I've chosen to do. I'm like, that's why I told you I'm like a spiritual archaeologist. I go around the body of Christ with my bag of treasures. When I find it, he said they are life to those who find them. That's how we found the grace for long life, that we transported like gold from Ekiti State to Koinonia. We landed it here. I know how it came. It came from a city and a territory that have a covenant of long life. 141 years still alive. I said, no way, we must receive this. Our seed went for it, but those Yoruba people prayed for us the mama prayed on barefoot. When it landed on my life, I knew. We're coming back from Yola. There was so much turbulence in the air. They had to turn back. The plane turned back from Yola back to Abuja because the turbulence was too much. Now, when they carried us, I mean, it was as if we're going to drop. God is my witness. I was sleeping. Kai, the mysteries that surround my life are many. What you see is not all that there is. You try it and see. It's like Obama. You know how Obama is walking. You want to shoot him and you just die. Somebody shoots you from where you do not know because they are watching. The keeper of Israel, he never sleeps nor slumbers. Hey, he's watching over me. That's my testimony. The keeper of Israel, He never sleeps nor slumbers.
Yeah.
He's watching over me. There are men that have a covenant of deliverance with God. They will enter trouble as if there is no tomorrow. Quarter to shame, God will show up. When you have even concluded, David was such a person. Psalm 3, many a day, he said, how many a day that trouble me? Many a day that rise up against me. Many a day that say, where is his God? He said, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. Listen, it's not every man that said that. They didn't have it. David had it. It's called the covenant of peace. In the Hebrew, it's called the covenant of shalom. Peace. The covenant that makes God show up when a man has trouble. There is such a covenant. There is such a mantle. You need it in this Nigeria. You don't need to look for trouble. You just need to be a Nigerian. Trouble will come and find you. But sometimes you cannot defend yourself. But when that mystery is at work, you will see God turn things. It's like Ojoro, they say, no, but I know this person is supposed 3 courses. I understand waving one, but 3 courses. Why you? There is something they do not understand more than the Senate of APU. I want you to believe this. Men walk upon mysteries. That's why 2 people can go through the same thing. Another person will die. But another person said, I don't know what happened. I was right at the edge of a breakthrough, but couldn't see. My troubles held me down. Depression let me down. God kept me, so I wouldn't let go. His mercy kept me,
so I wouldn't let go.
Listen, there are lots of ladies who are saying, no man has come to ask me out. I know I'm not pretty. It's a lie. It's a lie. There are married women with 10 children and somebody is still saying, sorry, can we have dinner? It's a grace. Well, you can argue it because you went to school. I'm telling you, it's a grace. You see, this education is good, but you have to be careful. The realm of the spirit is far superior to the intellectual realm. There's a gentleman in this ministry. I've never seen somebody with that grace. There is nothing he does not do that doesn't prosper. He has done all kinds of things. If that guy sells Pampers, I don't mean it in a shop from his house. There are no children here, but you will buy it. Something will make you just say, let me buy it and give somebody as a gift. That's the kind of grace he has. I know people who have their shop. They sit down alone and eat everything in the shop because you have business intelligence, but you have not opened up yourself to that dimension. Please, as we begin to pray, let your prayer lift you in the spirit where you scan for where you have ignored. And let's cry out and say, Lord, there is no prosperity in my life. I've been trying to fake it, but this thing is not there. Let it come. Do you know if it comes before miracle service, you can have a testimony that dwarfs everything? It's because you think everything you work for is what you must get. There are people who have worked for things. The grace can direct them to you. For this cause, there are women who desire men. They have 6 ladies and their home is about to scatter because they are looking for a man. And the man is saying, this is your last chance. If you ever give me a girl, you are following that girl to go out of the house. Of course, that's a stupid reason. But do you know there is a woman with 12 boys? Why don't you exchange it? Who taught you that these things are not transferable? You can transfer a charge card, MTN chair, but you can't transfer spiritual virtue. Who lied to you? You break your 2000 naira recharge card and give somebody 500 and he receives it. And you don't believe you can transfer spiritual virtues? Who lied to you that I cannot impart upon you grace for prayer? My agreement with God can come on you. Listen. I don't know how we think sometimes, honestly. I can tell you, I want to browse. I have 5,000 naira in my phone. True or false? and I can say, okay, send 1,000. You just need to press a code and your amount will be deducted, Abi, and then it will come to somebody, and he's just sitting down and his phone rings, credited with 1,000 naira. Did he work for it? You could share it because you are willing to share and he was willing to accept. Who told you cannot do that spiritually? You can transfer health, not healing, health. You can transfer it. Believe me. If you can transfer sickness, why can't you transfer health? Please answer me. Biology teaches us airborne disease. What's the other one? Waterborne disease. And whatever you want to call, you can transfer it. You can transfer wealth. These things are first spiritual. You can receive it. If you don't believe what I'm saying, get set to struggle in this life. Because it's not by power, it's not by might. We have ignored God's system of making things easy for us. God is not a wicked God. If you do not walk with the body, and this is all you have, you will make God look like a wicked God. Because you'll be like, oh God, help me. Let me tell you, the answer is not in heaven. Someone on earth is walking in your prayer point. And if only your heart will be open. Prayer was not just designed for petitions alone. It was designed as a spiritual system to help you grow. But most of our prayer life has been channeled towards pleading because we have ignored the body. Are we together? There are people in life, they may not be so spiritual, but there is no time they cry for help that help does not arise. There are people like that because their grandmother blessed them and said, may you always find help. She transferred something from her and it landed on that little baby who could not say amen. The baby grew not knowing there was such a possibility, but the baby noticed that every time I go somewhere, helpers arise. Brothers and sisters, it's a grace. There are people who their grandfathers were herbalists, babalao, but they laid hands on them and say, may your eyes see. They grew up as children from age 4 or 5. They started seeing. They are not born again because originally from God, they were called to walk in a prophetic dimension, but it was corrupted. Although the transference came through divination, when they get born again, God does not cancel it. It only corrects it. There is a switch of kingdoms upon which that possibility operates. That's why when an occultist gets born again, he doesn't stop seeing vision. It only comes back under the authority of Christ. I'm speaking to you by the Spirit. There are dimensions of the Spirit that are possible. See, this house, Koinonia, is a great house. This house, Koinonia, is a great house. There are all kinds of possibilities for your taking. Now, you can sit down and argue it. Is this thing real? Is this possible? Or you can say, Lord, I'm tired. It's not this hard. It's not this hard. You are here, turning lights around. I worship you, shabalabalababa. I worship you. You are here, mending broken hearts. I worship you. I worship you. Praise the Lord. Now, for the next 10 minutes, we are going to pray. Listen, your prayer, you are not asking God for anything. You are just going to pray in the Spirit. I want you to prepare your spirit for a distribution of mantles. A distribution of mantles, a distribution of possibilities, 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 possibilities. If it is in the body, it can be in my life. Deliverance is in the body. Breakthrough is in the body. The prophetic is in the body. The apostolic is in the body. If it is in the body of Christ, it must be in my life. Results are possible in the kingdom. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Listen. Listen. Listen, let me teach you something. There are pastors here. You have never seen the hand of God show up in your meetings. It's an insult on yourself. It's not about prayer and fasting. there are cheap possibilities you can step into. There are churches, there are prayer groups. For years, you are 4, 5, you become 20, you come back to 3. Why punish yourself? It's not so hard. Why don't you open up your spirit to receive? There are people, there's no man in your life to help you. You work for everything. It's a curse. Don't think you are making progress just because you have a job. It's a curse to not have helpers show up for you. There is a place called Zion, and God can send help to men. We're a ministry that has been greatly helped by God. Do you believe that? We are going to pray. The next 2 to 3 minutes, I want you to pray. Listen. Anointing is not just a spiritual thing that lands on your head. No. An anointing is simply an impartation that opens a dimension of spiritual possibility. Please hear what I'm saying. An anointing does not do everything. Your request directs its operation. Are we together now? You don't just say, God, anoint me. It's not a wise prayer. Father, everything is working in my life but this prosperity thing. Lord, I don't see helpers arise for me. I beg and I struggle for everything. I get in trouble and pay for it by myself. There is an anointing for exemption. Lord, I see that there is no influence in my life. You know the area you need grace for. I like you to pray like your heart will come out of your body. Cry for the dimension you must see in your life.
Lord, the anointing that brings helpers, destiny
Hallelujah. I'm going to give us three prayer points. I want you to pray it with fire, because as you pray it, God will answer it. Number one, Father, the anointing for speed, the anointing for speed, that I will run, everybody will see that this is speed. Release it upon me in the name of Jesus. Pray, pray, pray. Speed, speed. I'm tired of the pace of my life. Speed, give me speed, oh God. Give me speed, an unction for speed, an unction for advancement, an unction for speed. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, what you are receiving in this prayer will speak. I assure you, it will. It will. Please don't think God is playing games with you. We are not serving an idol. I show you a mystery that has made and is making my life. I know what I'm saying. Prayer point number two. Lord, multiply my results. Multiply my results. Lift your voice and pray. Multiply my results. Multiply my results. Financial results. Ministerial results. Multiply my results. Multiply my results. Oh God of heaven. Oh God of heaven. Oh God of heaven. Multiply my results. Multiply my result, multiply my influence, multiply my impact, multiply koinonia, multiply koinonia. Hey, multiply my business, multiply my family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. Listen. Look at me. Listen. Have you seen a man who wears this attire of masquerade? Some of us, where we come from, you know men who are also masquerades. There is a language they use. When you see men who are masquerades, they say they cook them. Abi, they say they cook the man. That's why he can speak. That's what is happening to you now. That thing that they say they cook a man, that you come out and it will be like charm is on you. That's what is happening. The last prayer point, or at least the next one. Listen, people, hear me. Hear me. I don't know how to beg you to pray this prayer point, but you've heard me say it. I'd like you to call your helpers. Listen, Koinonia, listen. Until your helper shows up, you can remain in one position for decades. Listen, a helper is not a volunteer. A helper is a man anointed to rescue you. Listen, you may die and not be able to move to certain dimensions until a helper arises. Listen, listen. There are many families with no helpers. There are many lives with no helpers. There are people who need jobs, no helpers. Intelligence, no helpers. It's a prayer I pray every day. Listen, there is no helper that comes on his own accord. They are called. I have seen financial helpers in my life. I have seen all kinds of helpers. Any good information that can help Koinonia, they call me, man of God, there is so and so. Have you considered it? Listen, you need them to move forward. Say, in the name of Jesus. Shout it, Koinonia, in the name of Jesus. Tonight, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I speak to the spirit of my helpers. Hear the word of the Lord. Show up in my life. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Financial helpers, where are you? Show up in my destiny. Where are you? Show up in my destiny. I prophesy to your spirit from the north, to the south, to the east, to the west. Show up, show up, show up, show up, show up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look up, everyone, please. Listen, we're still praying that prayer point. Hear me. I know what helpers can do. Where a man shows up from nowhere and says, I came to help you, there is such a thing. Listen, listen. Many ladies are married because a helper showed up. Many people have gotten jobs. There are people, I have been a destiny helper to many people. I remember someone who was trusting God for promotion, and in a meeting I met somebody who was like a representative of that company, and I called the person. I said, I know this person, please, if there is any assistance they can render, honestly, out of respect for me. That guy was promoted to a position that even surprised me. Help us. Somebody needs to talk to somebody about you. You can't talk to them. Say, in the name of Jesus. Whoever needs to talk about me, for my help to come, I release you to speak on my behalf. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Oh, I release you. Every power holding you from helping. Every power holding you from releasing the help. We'll be right back. listen, we are still praying over helpers. There are many of us, the trouble you are in now, you can't bring yourself out. It's not just by prayer and fasting. You need a human vessel to show up. We are going to pray. Say, in the name of Jesus, every mountain standing before me, every closed door standing before me, whoever holds the key, by prophecy, I call the person, open that door for me. Lift your voice and pray. Open that door. Every closed door, let a man have it up to you. Every closed door, I call the anointing. I call the wisdom. I call the anointing. I call the wisdom. I call the instrument. Hallelujah. Hear me. Look up. The Bible says, verily, verily, I say unto you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, he said, thou shalt say to this mountain. Listen, every challenge in your life has a spirit component to it. We are soon rounding up, but make sure you pray this prayer. Pray it with everything you have. Say, in the name of Jesus, every disappointment, every shame, every challenge in my life sponsored by hell, I declare that the powers behind those problems, you come under judgment now. Lift your voice and pray. Every power behind the disappointment in my life, every spirit behind the shame, the misery in my life, you come under fire, you come under judgment. The God of heaven rebukes you. One more prayer point. Listen, there are many of us, God wants to bless you, but your heart has been closed, so you do not receive other blessings from the body. This prayer is going to open you up to the possibilities in the body. Say, in the name of Jesus, I repent from criticizing the body. Say, in the name of Jesus, my heart is open to every blessing, every dimension, every possibility in the body. Therefore, I call every anointing, every grace, every mantle, every unction required for my next level, come upon my life. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Every mantle, the prophetic, the apostolic, business grace, deliverance grace, healing grace, wealth mantle. Except you're under the anointing, please lay your hands on your head. I want to speak to you. Don't worry, instrumentalists, you can play. Exceedingly. Please lay your hands on your head. I want to speak to you. My head is exalted like the horn of a unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head is exalted like the horn of a unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. Listen, it said, thou anointest my head with oil. He does not anoint your cup. He anoints your head. Then something happens to your cup. There are three prophetic acts you are going to do tonight. Just be foolish to do what I'm asking you to do. Father, I stand upon this office in the name that is above all names. And I pray that everyone laying his hand on his head, let there be a transference of a fresh dimension of power and wisdom and favor. In the name of Jesus, I make contact as I lay my hands upon my head by prophecy. Let there be a transference now, right now, right now, right now. Hands with me. My head is exalted
like the horn of a unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil.
Isaiah 48, media help us very fast if we can, please. Isaiah 48 verse 17, stretch your hands towards me, please. Please, I don't want you to come for Koinonia and waste your time. Isaiah 48 verse 17, please quickly help us, media. It's not possible. Should be sensitive, please, all the time. Let me read it, please. Isaiah 48. Verse 17. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Stretch your hands towards me. I am the Lord thy God, who teacheth thy hands to profit. Listen, the hand of a man represents his labor. It's the mystery that brings abundance. I want to pray for you. Many of you will enter dimensions of breakthrough by this prophetic act. In the name that is above all names, I stretch my hands back to you. Step into uncommon results. Take it now. Take it now. Uncommon results. Uncommon results. Uncommon results. Uncommon results. Uncommon results. Uncommon results. The works of your hands. Supernatural results. I put an anointing upon it. Your academics, your job, your business, multiply, increase by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The last prayer point. Please, if you can stand on your feet. Be lifted high. Be lifted high. For your glory, be lifted high. Be lifted high.
Be lifted high.
For your glory,
be lifted high. Be lifted high.
The source of my strength, now you. The strength of my life, now you. My hope and my joy, my confidence, now you.
The source of my strength, now you. Strength of my life, now you. My hope and my joy.
Listen, the Bible says they know not, neither will they understand. Please listen. He told Abraham, he said, look eastward, southward, northwards. He says, everywhere the sole of your feet treads upon. Listen, there is a mystery of dominion that men can hold firm grasp of territories and dimensions. I've taught you there are five elements upon which the supernatural finds expression. Number one is light. Number two, fire. Number three, wind. Number four, the earth. Are we together? One of the mysteries that we're using. Listen, The earth is a universal point of contact. No matter how high a building is, it must make contact with the earth. I want to pray for you. This is a very deep mystery. Very deep mystery. It's time for you to come into supernatural dimensions of influence. This is an impartation for influence. Listen, listen. When it was time, listen. When it was time for Jacob to bless his sons, he said, put your hand under my thigh. I'm about to speak to you and impart grace for influence. There is a grace. There is a grace. I pray for you. You are stepping upon the ground. I'm not speaking to you now. I speak to the earth. You have ears and you have doors. Oh earth, hear the word of the Lord. I speak to you according to the measure of grace that has been given to me. I pray in the name of Jesus that every time your people are in trouble, for as long as the earth, their feet is upon the earth, let the earth fight for them. Hear me. Job said in times of war you will be exempted because you have made a covenant with the stones. I pray for you. For as long as your feet is on the ground, may no man be able to defeat you. 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 I pray for you. As you are stepping your feet on this ground, go where you could not go. Enter where you could not enter. The unction and the grace for new territories, I release upon you now. I release upon you now. New territories in the spirit. New territories in finances. New territories of influence. New territories in the name of Jesus. New territories. New frontiers. I break that ground for you. I break that ground for you. Step into it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, the last prophetic act, still with your feet. Listen. Ah, yeah. The Bible says Jericho was a fortified city. No man could break into it. The men, the Israelites, were not strong in themselves. And the Lord said, you are going to use your feet as a prophetic act to bring that city down. It says, walk round. It didn't say sing. It didn't say clap. Use your leg and match the earth. Make contact with the earth from which you came. 7 times. Hold on. I'm not telling you to do it. And the moment they did it, the Bible says, on the 7th day, go around 7 times. And then he said, after that 7 times, shout. And when they shouted, the wall did not fall, it sank. I pray for you. The same way every physical mountain is connected to the earth, there is no mountain hanging in the space. It makes contact with the earth. I pray for you in the name of the Lord God of heaven. As your feet is stepping upon this ground, any human agent, any spiritual agent responsible for the predicament in your life, if I be called of God this night, I declare, may the angels of judgment strike those men, strike those women, strike those altars, strike those men. If they will not let you go, strike those men in the name of Jesus. By the mystery of the earth, I smite them. I smite them in their sleep. I smite them while they are awake. May the earth fight them.
Every high thing must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You are the victor's crown. You are the victor. Every high thing must come down. You are the victor's
crown. I want to pray that prayer again. We are rounding up. I say it again, whoever is responsible for the tears of any man standing here, as surely as there is a God, please hear me, I'm speaking prophetically. In the name that is above all names, that force that will refuse to let you rise, by the Lord God of heaven, that name called the man of war, Sabaoth, the avenger of men, right now I command those altars, wherever they are, as you are standing on the ground, may they catch fire now, right now, may they catch fire now, may they catch fire now, may they catch fire now. I release your breakthrough, I release your healing, I release your miracle.
Hallelujah.
In 1 minute, I'd like to prophesy and say I'm rising to another dimension. No force. Go ahead and pray. No force. No power. No spirit. Are you praying? No force. No power. No spirit. No force. No power. No spirit. Hallelujah. Every family under shame and disgrace here, yeah, I declare in the name of Jesus that that plague of shame and disgrace comes to an end now. It comes to an end now. Whatever has made a mockery of your family before men, they look at you and it's like a subject of apology. By the mystery of the body, I pray right now, let things change. Let things change. By the supply of the Spirit, let things change. Everybody here who has written an exam, who ordinarily you are supposed to fail, it would have been a carryover now. I pray for you. I change it from the realm of the Spirit. I change it from the realm of the Spirit. By the mercy of the God of David, by the goodness of the God we serve, I change it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every academic breakthrough you desire that ordinarily would not have happened to you, I pray by the grace that is upon this house, step into that desire. Step into that desire. Step into that desire. In the name of Jesus. We're rounding up. Hear me. You're here and you've not committed your heart to the Lord, please keep standing, no moving around. Jesus is not a herbalist. The blessings of the kingdom are for those who genuinely come to Jesus Christ. There are men and women here, inside, outside, and thousands following us, who by this meeting tonight you have seen a need to come and surrender everything. I don't care how many times you have come out for an altar call. There is a need in your life to come to Jesus. And there are others who you have given your heart to the Lord, but you still see a need to rededicate your life. There are things that are not going right in your life, and you are saying, Lord, I don't want to miss out on this. Please, we have just 2 minutes for this. Wherever you are, don't be ashamed, don't be afraid. First overflow, second outside, those following online, wherever you are, you are giving your heart to Jesus. You are saying, man of God, if you will lead me to Christ, I will be glad to accept him. And you are saying, I will dedicate my life to be serious with God. Make your way to the front. Jesus is calling you. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Don't be ashamed. You're welcome. Make your way to the front quickly, boldly, and gallantly. Make your way to Jesus. Keep coming. God is speaking to you. Don't argue with the Spirit of God. Leave your seat and make your way to the front. God bless you. Keep coming. Man of God, I want a new beginning, a new life. I'm tired of the things happening in my life. Can God give me a new beginning? Yes, he can. Make your way to the front. Make your way to the front. God bless you. Man of God, you don't know what I've done. I don't care. Make your way to the front. Jesus can give you a new beginning. Jesus can give you a new beginning. Don't let others stop you from coming. And don't keep clapping for others if you are supposed to be here. While you are clapping, stand up and join them. Some of you, as you are clapping, the Holy Ghost is saying, what are you still doing on your seat? Leave your seat and join them. Don't just clap. Come. He's calling you. If you hear his voice, don't pretend that it's not his voice. The devil will not ask you to come for an altar call. The devil will not ask you to come for an altar call. God is still speaking to me. There are more people. Please, we are waiting for you, inside and outside. The third overflow, there are still people God is speaking to. Make your way to the front. Make your way to the front. Don't play games with your destiny. There are many depending on this prayer you are praying. Young and old, rich or poor, make your way to the front. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for coming. You didn't come out to recite a poem. You didn't come to sing a song. Some of you are crying. Let me tell you, it's the beginning of a new day in your life. Since you were not ashamed of God and you could come and stand and say, yes, I want a new beginning. There are others still seated who would have come, but they are afraid and ashamed. Just make sure that as you're standing, you mean business with God. You mean business with God. I want you to lift your right hand to heaven. Don't lift it as if you're afraid. High to heaven and say after me from the depth of your heart. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it again, Lord Jesus. I truly love you. And I believe that you are the Son of God. You died for me to give me a new beginning. I declare that from today, I hand over my life completely to you. Take absolute charge and control of my life. From today, I declare that Satan has no power over my life. I'm a child of God. I'm a citizen of heaven. Eternal life is mine. In Jesus' name. Keep your hands lifted. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray for these gentlemen and ladies. From today, no going back. You're going ever forward in the name of Jesus. The grace to live a victorious life is released upon you. From today, I declare that the blessings upon the body comes upon you. The grace upon the body comes upon you. The possibilities upon the body comes upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ. No, leave him. Gentlemen, go and join them. You don't come and stand in front. Join them and pray. You had the prayer point. I know that God has touched you. You refuse to come out. The Holy Ghost brought you. Say after me, I'm praying for you. Say, Lord Jesus, I love you with all my heart. Lift your right hand. Say, in the name of Jesus, I declare that I'm a child of God. I'm born again in Jesus' name. I bless every one of you by the power of the Holy Spirit. You will rise from glory to glory. The power of the flesh, the power of this system is broken over your life. In Jesus' name I pray. Now very quickly, hold on. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want all of you to follow the gentleman waving his hands very quickly. And as you follow him, he's going to have your details and will get in touch with you. God bless you, and I love you from the depth of my heart.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Eternity Network International, or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ENI. You can download our messages on www.forshared.com. Eternity Network International, replicating the fullness of God's life on earth.